Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
An ex-WWE star has no effing chance of returning. Plus, Logan Paul could be making a SmackDown comeback. And ex-NXT stars have returned to the indie scene. For Monday, October the 16th, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
My name is Alberto del Río, y soy la esencia de la excelencia. Un objeto de inspiración, un hombre honesto, el valiente entre todos los valientes. I am not bound by limitations or imprisoned by insecurities. I have no problem in saying I do love myself. The bravest of the brave, the product of a superior education, an enlightened man, the epitome of excellence, Alberto del Río.
Ah, the debut vignettes of Alberto del Río when he made his SmackDown debut to much fanfare. Chances of seeing that again are slim, as reported by Sean Ross Sapp. Now, this comes after Dave Meltzer in the Wrestling Observer newsletter on Friday said that Alberto Del Rio had claimed that he was on his way back to joining WWE, all the way up until Vince McMahon lost power and those plans hit the wall. A few times Alberto Del Rio has spoken about a WWE return. Well, upon the publishing of that newsletter, a WWE source close to Sean Ross Sapp was asked about said return of Alberto Del Rio. Their response was clear in Sean's Twitter DMs. Quote, I wouldn't be upset if you posted this verbatim, even a direct screenshot. No effing chance. Doesn't look like former WWE champion Alberto Del Rio is coming back to WWE anytime soon.
I know you guys talked about MMA. Do you have any interest in rematching him in MMA?
If Dylan pays me his whole purse like he agreed, I'll agree to my thing and I'll do him in MMA as well. But like he saw, he stuffed our the takedown. He couldn't choke me out. But I'll be honest, this is a hobby for me. My true passion, y'all know it. I'm a WWE superstar, so I'm going to be back in the WWE. There are some championships there I want to get. I got my eye on something. I got my eye on someone. I'm an American boy, and I want that U.S. title.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Rey Mysterio, I already beat you once, brother, and I'm coming for that U.S. championship.
Yes,
let's go!
Logan Paul's emotional post-fight speech included what you heard just there, not only a throwdown to a potential MMA match in reaction to his boxing win on Saturday night, but a WWE return, namely to challenge Rey Mysterio for the WWE United States Championship. Mysterio responded to this call out on Twitter, saying, did Logan Paul just call me out? I'm not hard to find, homie. Every Friday night on SmackDown. And Paul was quick to respond with a quote retweet saying, see you soon, which obviously points to a WWE return for Logan Paul in the immediate future and a brand switch in the process. Going back to Friday nights, he spent quite a bit of time on Monday Night Raw in 2023, working along with Seth Rollins and Ricochet and part of the Money in the Bank match as well. But this would see him move back to SmackDown. I wouldn't be surprised, and there'll be some wrestling purists that will be livid at me saying this, wouldn't be surprised if they put the WWE United States Championship on Logan Paul. I know. Just let that sit for a bit. Do not be shocked if we end up seeing Logan Paul with gold.
You're yelling at the wrong people. As I just said, this is the GM of Monday Night Raw. You need to be talking to the general manager of SmackDown. So let me bring him out here, Mr. Nick Aldis.
Oh, wow. Wow is right. Nick's had an exceptional career in the sports entertainment industry.
He's been in the ring with the who's who.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank WWE for the opportunity of a lifetime to be the general manager of the number one sports entertainment brand in the world today, SmackDown. And Adam, I look forward to some healthy competition between our two brands.
Me too.
And Dom, good to meet you. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I'm a champion.
Of your dad.
And like I said out there, it's the opportunity of a lifetime to be the general manager of SmackDown, the number one brand in all the sports entertainment. Wow. It's a testament to the many hats that I've worn in the industry, you know, outside of the ring. Mm-hmm. And to be bestowed that trust by Triple H and the rest of the management team at WWE is a huge thrill. But yes, onto the business at hand.
Can't tell you how happy I am to see friend of Cultaholic Wrestling, Nick Aldis, as the WWE SmackDown general manager. On a personal note, Nick Aldis was one of the very first people to do Desert Island Graps. We're nearly at our 200th episode of the show, and I'm always grateful for people that got the ball rolling, and Nick Aldis was one of them. So thank you, Nick, and congratulations on the new gig. I'm buzzing for you. Fightful Select have revealed, in case there was any doubt, that after several weeks of trials backstage as a producer, Nick Aldis has officially signed with WWE, where he will be the general manager of SmackDown. They add that he's not listed as on the SmackDown producer reports. In the weeks to come, we'll have a clearer idea as to whether or not he will continue that role as well as an on-screen role. It's yet to be seen, because I know Adam Pearce does do double duty as well. Fightful also say those backstage in WWE have told us that Aldis has been easy to work with and willing to make the most of his WWE opportunity. And others have said that he was eager to make that work in whatever role he was given.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Over the weekend, we dropped an interview with Father James Mitchell. We talked about NWA Samhain, and we talked about how the Sinister Minister nearly became a carnival ringmaster.
When Dusty Rhodes came in to TNA,
And he was saying, "Devil, we got great ideas for you, baby. What we're going to do is when the people are lined up outside at Universal waiting to get in, we're going to have like a whole freak show outside. And we're going to have the bearded lady and the man eating fire and swallowing swords. And you're going to be out there like a ringmaster with the top hat. And you're going to be a carnival barker." And I thought, okay, sure, I'll do that. And hell, Dusty Rhodes has just handpicked me to do this thing. So I went, he said, "Go get all the gear, Devil, and I'll be in touch with you soon." So I went out and I bought this entire outfit, cost a shit ton of money. And so I've got everything and I'm ready to go. And studied up on all my carny stuff. Got a pretty big library regarding carny culture and stuff like that. So I'm studied and well prepared, ready to go. And I called Dusty for, I don't know, it seemed like 2 or 3 months at this point. And I couldn't get an answer. After I bought all this shit, and I said, because he'd said, "We're going to be making movies, Devil. We're going to make movies out here." And Dusty, "Hey, it's Devil." And he was almost like he didn't even know who the hell I was at that point. I'm like, "Yeah, remember you told me to go out and get this ringmaster outfit and, the whole nine yards. So ready to go." And he, I forget exactly how he worded it, but something like, I said, he goes, "No, Devil, there's been a change in plan. We will not be making any movies with the Devil," or something like that. I'm like, "Well, son of a
also
bitch."
Remember those rumors about a match between The Undertaker and Abyss? We talk about that as well. Take a listen on the Cultaholic podcast feed to my chat with Father James Mitchell. And if you enjoy what you hear, give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Thank you.
All right, guys, thank you for coming out today. Now, we're going to be doing a multi-cam promo shoot. I know you're familiar with those. We're just going to wait for this rain to lighten up a little
bit. We don't need to wait for the rain, okay? No, we're doing this now. No multi-cam, just one camera. No spooky lights, no special effects. I won't even need a contact lens, okay? No overproduction. We're done.
No overproduction. I mean, like, come on. Where does that get you?
Nowhere. We're filming it now.
No, seriously, where does that get you?
Nowhere.
You've got soulless wrestlers with heartless gimmicks. And then you've got the death of creativity. We took a long look around and we said to ourselves, if this is the big life, then we're not looking to live it. We are sick of taking the safe option. We are sick of reading the same old boring scripts that go absolutely nowhere. And we are sick with dealing with knobheads that have wormed their way into this business.
A very famous British wrestler told us when we arrived in the States that it was time for us to put our head down and start listening to orders if we wanted to succeed. He said that he wanted us to have all the fun out of our system because there's no pirates here. Well, I am sorry for anyone that had different expectations for us. I am sorry that we can't be who you wanted us to be. Simply put, we are not politicians. No. It's a pirate's life for us. I am Liverpool's number one, Zach Gibson. This man is James Drake. Together, we are grizzled young veterans. I felt good to say again, we have conquered all of Europe and we're never gonna stop. The boys are back. Yes. And if you see the GYV coming, grit your teeth. Yes!
We made your job a little easy for you, lad. Nice and easy on the editing.
One take.
Oh, that felt good.
Let's go.
Oh, yes.
Second goal.
Oh!
The grizzled young veterans are back on the independent scene and they're back in style. That video dropped over the weekend that very much set the table for what they are planning. Now they're back on the indies and they wasted no time. It was last night. They showed up at Deadlock Pro Live 3, answering a non-title open challenge from the Work Horsemen, the DPW Tag Champs. They went on a short while later to defeat them, and in doing so, earning a future title match in Deadlock Pro. They have no plans to waste any time at all. They've also been announced that next weekend, they are at OTT's 9th anniversary show at Dublin National Stadium. They have hit the ground running. Look out for the grizzled young veterans at a show near you. I saw Josh Alexander quote retweeting them. Now, Josh Alexander is in the main event of Bound for Glory this Saturday for Impact Wrestling. As a, you know, does that... I would be thinking they'd be a good fit in Impact. I'm just going to put that out there. A brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review is on the podcast feed later today. Myself and Jack Atkins talking about one of the most iconic episodes of Monday Night Raw from the 90s. The one which has been titled over the years, Pillman's Got a Gun. You know it. It nearly got Raw cancelled. We'll talk all about it on the podcast feed later on. Plus, on the YouTube channel, check out our timeline of 2012. Some major events took place in 2012. We break down the entire year of professional wrestling from over a decade ago at youtube.com/cultaholic. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.